World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Mexico finally gave this tournament a different sound. After all the tension around the host region, all the noise, all the expectation, Mexico got past Ecuador, reached the last 16, and for one night turned pressure into relief. And honestly, that felt bigger than a normal knockout result. Because this was not just about advancing. It was about carrying years of frustration, carrying a home tournament mood, and then having to do it in a match that was delayed by an hour before it even kicked off. That kind of disruption changes the emotional temperature before a ball is even touched. Fans are waiting, routines get broken, nerves climb, and suddenly the game feels heavier. Mexico still got through. That is what makes this more than a scoreboard update. For me, the most interesting part is what this says about pressure in North America now. 2 days ago, this show was talking about Canada changing the emotional sound of the tournament. Yesterday, the story was that big names were being punished if they could not handle knockout stress. Today, Mexico gave the host region something else. Not innocence, not surprise, but release. Yesterday, the question was whether reputation could survive pressure. Today, the question is which teams can turn pressure into authority. That is the real shift. And the person-centered side matters here. Somebody always carries the pressure for a national team. And with Mexico, you could feel it was not just one star, but the whole shirt, the whole crowd, the whole weight of what a home region World Cup is supposed to mean. That is why listeners should care. This was not just a result. It was a collective exhale. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. Now, if Mexico gave the day its emotional release, Kylian Mbappe gave it its sharpest statement. France did not just get by Sweden. France swept Sweden aside, and Reuters framed Mbappe as the figure who uncorked that performance. That matters, because two episodes ago, France was still a looming question on this show. More theory than proof. More favorite on paper than favorite in full voice. Today, that changed. Mbappé stories should never be reduced to squad management or brand aura, because the real story is the burden. When a tournament narrows, the elite stars stop being background celebrities and become the people everybody else is emotionally measuring themselves against. Mbappé is that kind of player in this bracket. He carries glamour, fear, expectation, and the silent demand to make difficult matches look obvious. Against Sweden, France looked like a team accepting that burden instead of merely talking about it. That matters more than the scoreline. And tactically, this is where the bracket starts to change shape. An upset-heavy World Cup can feel democratic for a while, but eventually a team with overwhelming attacking certainty can reintroduce hierarchy. I think that is what people are underestimating. France may not be restoring order across the whole tournament, but they are reminding everyone that if the elite talent really clicks, the anti-establishment story can hit a wall very quickly. That is where the tension actually is. The other striker story worth your attention is Erling Haaland sending Norway through against Ivory Coast. This was not the loudest headline of the day, but it is an excellent podcast story because it tells you what knockout football becomes once the margins get thin. It becomes a hunt for one decisive action, one finish, one moment where a star imposes certainty on chaos. Haaland keeps doing that. What I like about this story is that it is both tactical and human. Tactically, Norway now has the most dangerous kind of weapon, a player who can simplify a match that is becoming complicated. Emotionally, opponents know they are never fully comfortable while he is still on the pitch. He changes not only defensive planning, but the feeling of a game. And in tournament football, feeling matters. That is the pressure he creates before the next round even starts. That is the real warning sign. Away from the bracket, The most important off-pitch development is that the environment is no longer just background scenery. Reuters reported that a heat dome is threatening sweltering conditions for fans and players, and that is exactly the kind of story a serious World Cup podcast has to treat as central, not decorative. Summer conditions in North America were always going to matter. Now they are becoming part of the competitive and human reality of the tournament. This is where the football conversation has to widen out a little. We talk all the time about rotations, pressing, recovery, and late-game concentration. Heat touches all of that. It affects tempo, recovery, crowd experience, travel rhythm, and basic safety. Add that to a one-hour kickoff delay around Mexico against Ecuador, and you have a very clear message. Host execution is now being judged in real time, alongside the football itself. That matters more than people want to admit. And it matters because this is a public tournament. Fans plan whole days, sometimes whole trips, around a single match. Players and staff build routines around predictable timing. When heat risk rises and scheduling wobbles, the tournament stops feeling seamless and starts feeling physically demanding in a much more visible way. That does not erase the beauty of the football, but it does change how the World Cup is being lived. That is why this story is bigger than logistics. One thing I wanted to avoid today was fake freshness. There are still Brazil-adjacent injury whispers in the news cycle, especially around Lucas Paqueta, and there are reports around Edouard Mendy and Senegal as well. But with the sourcing I could confirm in this pass, neither story was strong enough to deserve the center of the show. And after the last two episodes already spent real time on Brazil, forcing that angle again without a fully solid update would have been repetition, not judgment. For me, that is the right line. So where does that leave us heading into the next match day? It leaves us with a tournament that may be moving out of pure chaos and into a more selective phase. Mexico gave the host region a release moment. France, through Mbappe, gave the bracket a reminder that elite power still exists. Holland gave Norway a sharper edge than many teams want to deal with. And the heat, the delays, and the lived experience around the grounds are telling us this competition is not just being decided by talent, but by who manages the conditions around the talent. And maybe that is the human truth underneath all of it. Knockout football keeps showing us faces, not just formations, relieved supporters, anxious coaches, stars carrying entire national expectations, and fans on the edge between celebration and heartbreak. Several outlets focused on the emotion of elimination today, and they were right to. The World Cup is not getting smaller emotionally as the field narrows. It is getting more intense, more personal, more exposed. That is why people keep coming back to it. See you tomorrow.